Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, welcome to the program. The phones are open, as they always are here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Matt.
And Bonnie.
So we've got big news, at least for those who have been following closely the NH Exit story. NH Exit being one of the myriad of websites that has been promoting the idea of New Hampshire independence here in the Shire. The idea of let's put something to the vote. Let's get a constitutional amendment in front of the people, because in New Hampshire we do not have what's called a ballot measure, which a lot of states have, where you can... like California has this, Florida has it. You can collect a certain number of signatures, for instance, and then it's usually, you know, in those states, it's usually hundreds of thousands or whatever. Again, we don't even have it here in New Hampshire. Here, everything that gets on the ballot has to go through the state legislature. And so the idea that we came up with, we being some of the hosts of the show, Ari and I were involved in this process. Bonnie, I believe, was on some of the meetings as well, with a couple of state representatives who were willing to kind of put their careers on the line, essentially, to put this idea forward, the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence, peaceable independence from the United States. That was what the proposal was that became, and I don't even know if you call it a bill, if it's a constitutional amendment, but for short terms, a bill in front of the State House, CACR 32, a historic bill that for the first time, maybe in all of the United States history, no one has yet called in to say that this has been done even in the southern states, even during the Civil War times.
And even that... Democrat, or I think it was a Democrat today, said this has never been done. We've never had this discussion. No state has ever had this discussion.
Was that the Democrat? I thought
or
that
it
was
might have
Brody
been Brody Deshaies. Yeah.
So, and he's wrong about a lot.
Yeah, he's wrong about a lot.
So it's hard to take what he says at face value.
But he spoke a lot today, but he won't debate Alu. It's like, if you're not passionate enough about it to debate Alu.
It's because Alu would destroy him.
Yeah.
It would be amazing to watch that happen. By the way, it's Ian here tonight.
And Matt.
And Bonnie.
So this got started last year. It was during the summertime. Dave Ridley, RidleyReport.com, had called into the show and was bemoaning that that bills cost $2,000 a piece to put forward. Now, we still don't know where Dave got that number from. I don't think he even knows where that number came from. And Dave, of course, for listeners who, you know, if you're a longtime listener, you know Dave is a super activist. I mean, he's one of the most consistent, probably longest running. He's one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project, which is
the reason I live here.
Yeah, libertarian migration here to New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. He's the man. And if you want to have somebody with energy on your team, you want to have Dave Ridley. That guy.
Absolutely.
He's a doer. Yeah,
he's great.
He's creative. He's funny. And he's just amazing. So he said he wants to move forward with doing something to leave the union, but he's worried about the $2,000 that it costs to hear a bill.
I know where
he
got the number. It was some guy, and I'm not going to remember who because I didn't know who he was, debated him in the past mm-hmm. and called him out saying, you're a hypocrite because you're a libertarian, but you put forward bills, and it costs the people $2,000 every time you put up a bill. And that just stuck with him, so I don't know if he really double-checked and knows that it cost $2,000, but that guy accused him of being a hypocrite.
I'm skeptical of that, just simply because it only costs so much to have that house, the state house, heated, and the bureaucrats that work there are on salary. They don't get called in for an hourly pay job
right.
if they have to come in for an extra half hour or whatever. So I question the idea that it's $2,000, but I guess what you could do is take the full budget of the State House and divide it by the number of bills that come up every year and kind of throw that number out. I don't know.
Okay.
That's
but would it change if a new bill went in or didn't go in? I don't really know.
Very small. The amount would be very small because there's literally almost 1,000 bills every year
right.
that these people hear. So I question his numbers, but that said, wanted to get Dave Ridley on, wanted to get him excited about it. So Ari and I said, we'll do it. We'll kick in the $2,000 and we'll give it back to the taxpayers somehow. We hadn't figured out how at that point. We thought we were just going to hand out $20 bills on the street or something like that. But what we ended up doing was giving away gold backs. We gave five gold backs to each person that came to the hearing that I think all three of us attended, the three-hour-long hearing at the State House, this amazing hearing where only one person from the public from the average people of New Hampshire came out to speak against us. Otherwise, it was all people speaking in favor of independence.
There's like 70 people in the room.
So, yeah, Aria stood there with a stack of fives, which is
that was incredible.
Like
that was
such
bold. That was so bold.
Yeah, I mean, it's way better than a single gold back. That's, you know, gold back is great, but a five gold back's five times as great. And so we handed
it's like 20 bucks.
Exactly, 20 bucks worth of gold backs. So we did that, and then we still had some more. We weren't able to give away all 2,000 at that particular event, so I gave out some more singles at the Libertarian Party convention, and then subsequently the what they call Porcupine Day, which is a Free State Project event. So it went to the activists, you know, it went to the people who come out and do things. But we did what we promised we were going to do. We spent that $2,000 and gave it back to the people of New Hampshire.
High five, Ian.
Yeah. So that part got done. That was the easy part. The hard part, of course, is getting a bill, a brand new bill, one that not only has not been seen before in New Hampshire, but has never been seen before, ostensibly, in the entire United States. And if you know for sure that something like this happened in a southern state prior to the Civil War, I want to know about it. Obviously, there was some sort of political thing that happened there to have those states declare independence, but I don't know if it was actually a vote of the people. It might have just been those state representatives saying, we're declaring independence, right? Like, I'm not, even though I'm from the South, I'm not intimately
familiar
with
that. Well, you
don't
get taught stuff like that in school. I never got taught about the fact that we had the right to secede in our Constitution,
right.
even though I went to Texas middle school history.
Yeah,
history.
I was probably 19 before I ever heard anything other than that the cause of the Civil War was slavery.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the official government line, and yeah, I don't want to rehash the Civil War. Obviously, it was a war to keep the Union together. That's what it was really all about. And,
oh, there's so much Abraham Lincoln worship in there today.
Oh, there was
my
so
least
much,
favorite person.
There was so much U.S. nationalism going on in this room. And I've got the audio, because I got the video as well from what happened today. I was there with a video camera. Today was the day, for listeners that may not have been following this closely, that this bill, the CACR 32, this constitutional amendment, that if it were passed, would go on the ballot in November and the people would be able to vote on peaceable independence from the United States. It failed today, ultimately. That's what the big news is. It went down, as one website puts it, in flames, indepthnh.org, gloating about what happened here. And it did go down pretty hard. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
It's not the point, though.
Right. What is the point?
The point is somebody said the words, you know, we want to break up with you. You know, somebody actually aired that complaint in a legislature in the United States.
Right. And in this case, it was actually 13 somebodies.
That's great.
13 people voted to pass this bill.
And not all of them were sponsors of the bill.
Seven people were sponsors, so that's six others who joined those sponsors. I presume all the sponsors. I didn't double-check the list of voters versus the list of sponsors, but eyeballing it, it looked like all the sponsors signed on to this. So this is pretty... I was hoping for 20. Bonnie thought it was going to be 60. I'm like, no.
No.
Well, I expect more people not to be NPCs. I guess I just forgot.
No. These people are... Even the Free Staters. A lot of the Free Staters, the so-called Liberty reps, too afraid.
Well, one of them told me today, no, it's not a vote just to get the people to get to vote on the ballot. It's also my opinion, and I don't think that we should secede because they'll bomb us. And
wow.
That, she must have just not read it. Because,
I think Brody got to her.
Yeah, that's true. Might have scared people. I mean, he went up there and was threatening people today, basically.
I've got the audio.
See what happens.
We can play it here. I'm not going to call it much of a debate, but you know, different sides got to speak, and we'll get into that here. The number is 603-283-6160 plus. Can you repair relationships that have gone bad due to political differences? Plus, DuckDuckGo has gone woke. We'll get into it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join the show. We're talking about New Hampshire independence, which had its big vote today in front of the State House, full State House, 400 seats. Not all 400 were there, of course. That's very unusual that all 400 would be present. I think there are around 360 people at one point in the day. And we'll continue the discussion because I've got the audio here tonight. Joining you, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
Bitcoin.com is a great source for learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page and start learning about the world of cryptocurrency. It is easy. It's easy to do it, but you just have to take the time to start learning. And there's some basic concepts you need to get down, like decentralization and blockchain technology, and it sounds daunting, but it's actually pretty simple. Get the basics down. Go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started. To do that, they've got videos there that will come up. There's the first one's, I think, 3 minutes long, so you don't have to invest a ton of time to get down some of the basics over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they got the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. If we get a chance, maybe we'll talk about the Biden administration order that came out yesterday regarding cryptocurrency. That might be worth discussing.
I didn't get to hear it.
Well, again, maybe we'll get into it coming up here. But to me, we can talk about that anytime. It's not really, like, pressing. To me, this is pretty timely news, what we're talking about right now, and that is the fact that New Hampshire's state representatives voted today 323-13, if I recall correctly.
Something like that.
So a pretty big knockdown of New Hampshire exit, the CACR 32, this historic bill that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. We were involved in the construction of the bill and helping figure out the wording. It was State Representatives Matt Santanastasso and Mike Sylvia. Two of them are both of those two are Free Staters. They're people that that love liberty, that moved here, that migrated as part of the Free State Project. And that's, again, something that we're big fans of here on Free Talk Live.
The speeches they gave today, probably have, nothing like that has ever been said in those chambers. Like Matt Santanastasso saying the federal government today worships the dollar and its export is inflation.
Yeah, it was nailed it. It was pretty great. Of course, the other side had their speeches, too. I've got all of that audio here, but just kind of recapping what happened. So these guys basically, you know, it's hard for politicians to be anything but cowards. They are, even the Free Staters, even the so-called Liberty reps, and that's a shame, because, but that's just the way it is. And there, so many of them are so concerned for what other people are going to think. There was more than one of these Liberty reps that explained to me that they were concerned about getting reelected. What are the people going to think? Oh, I'm here to do the people's business. I'm here to represent the people. I'm not here for my own reasons or whatever, said one of them. And I'm sorry.
Which is exactly why they should have voted for it.
It's total that's a total BS line.
Sure.
And it's a total excuse. It's cowardice. And here's why. Because his excuse was that, oh, well, no one from my constituency contacted me to support the bill. So we're supposed to believe that as long as people would have called him, he said he'd got some calls from some of the activists.
But they don't count.
But no, they don't count. He wants to hear from the, you know, the people, right? Okay, and he claims that he's doing the people's business and he's being the representative. And he's not going to do, you know, he's not there for his own thing. Really? Well, what if some communists called you up? If four communists called you up? Because it didn't sound like it would take a whole lot, right? Just some sort of indicator that some people wanted. So if communists called you up and said they wanted to put a commie bill forward, they want you to be the sponsor of it, would you tell them, well, sure thing, I'm just here to do the people.
Here to represent.
What a load. I don't believe for a moment
chicken
that guy would have done that. Yeah, he's afraid. And he's not the only one.
And the lady that was saying, oh, I can't vote for this, even though she's supposedly like an A-plus Liberty rep, she told me this is just fodder that the Democrats are going to use to smear campaign us. It's like, okay, you can't make yourself look good without the retarded Democrats who can't get any type of smear campaign right anyways. To actually stick.
Now that you say that, I don't see how they can't see how that's a good thing.
Hmm. After getting smeared by the Dems?
Getting smeared by the Dems in New Hampshire is a great thing. It makes it draws attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good marketing ploy, if anything. The Democrats in this state write hit pieces constantly about, especially the Free State Project. And when they do that, it sounds like a marketing piece that you couldn't pay a marketing firm to write for you.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and eloquent and acidic and all the way around fantastic. So I say let them run with it.
It's possible they're right, though. It's possible that the people who are so afraid to vote for this, who in their heart of hearts might agree with it, they understand the federal government is evil. They understand the federal government is taxing us to death, is regulating us to death, is destroying innocent life all the way around the world. They know all these things, but they're just afraid of what the voters are going to think. And it could be that they're right. I mean, I'll acknowledge that. There may be such a nationalist fervor in New Hampshire amongst the people that maybe they will go down. Maybe these 13 people who voted for this are all going to lose their election on this one issue.
I'm sure that's
coming
up
in this year. But so, you know, we don't have a long time between when they did this vote and when the election happens. It's 10 months away or 9 months, less than that. 8 months.
But it's just like, what, do they need $100 that bad?
Well, I mean, they're going to argue that they can do a lot of good in that position, and this one issue just isn't that important to them. And there's no doubt these are reps who have overall have voted for more freedom on most issues. I'm not going to take that away from them. But it's just a shame to have them not even be willing to let the people vote. Because you pointed this out, Bonnie. This isn't a vote on secession. This is a vote on whether or not the people should be allowed to have their say. And I do understand that a lot of people are dense and they won't get that, right? A lot of the state reps, I don't think, understood that. So it's not hard to extrapolate from that average folks might not just, they'll just see this, oh, well, someone's about to secede. No, that's not what happened. The 13 people today did not vote to secede. They may support secession, but they voted to say, you know what, I'm not the gatekeeper here, which, by the way, a couple of Democrats described themselves as gatekeepers today when I was trying to hand them flyers as they were walking in as to why they're anti-democratic on this, as to why they won't let the people vote. They literally used the term gatekeeper.
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no video of that particular interaction, but it absolutely happened. And so, but the Republicans weren't any different. They just didn't use that word. When one of them was talking to me, one of them, state rep, Jess Edwards, who's like a former military guy.
Yeah.
He actually come out to the hearing. He was the state rep, one of the state reps that spoke against it at the hearing.
He's a Liberty guy, but he's kind of a Republican Liberty guy.
Yep. And his excuse, you know, was that, well, first of all, he doesn't support it. And that, you know, I pointed out, well, you're just voting for letting the people vote. He says, yeah, but everything has to go through us first. We're the first line. We have to agree with it. And so he believes he's a gatekeeper. He believes that the state reps are the ones who should make these decisions first. And if then the state reps agree with it, then they'll let the people decide on it. The number here is 603-283-6160. But what could it hurt? What would it hurt to let the people vote on this? It would only hurt in their minds, in the theory that they might lose the next election on this issue. And I guess we'll see about that, whether or not these guys, these 13 people...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's attack on Ukraine is a threat to international peace and security. The president making that remark during a White House photo op with the president of Colombia on Thursday. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says the Ukrainian people need resources right now and opposes the Biden administration's inability to do so.
Strength is not a provocation. This administration has been a step behind every every step of the way, if you will. Never quite doing things soon enough.
Major League Baseball will play a full season after owners and players reached an agreement to end the lockout. Once the new CBA is ratified, the season will start April 7th. The new agreement lasts 5 years and will introduce changes such as a universal designated hitter. USA Radio News. The United States is extending the travel mask mandate by another month. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is developing guidance that will ease the nationwide mask mandate on airplanes, buses, and other mass transit next month. But the existing face covering requirement will be extended through April 18th. The requirement, which is enforced by the Transportation Security Administration, had been set to expire on March 18th, but was extended by a month to allow the Public Safety Health Agency time to develop new and more targeted policies. That requirement extends to planes, buses, trains, and transit hubs.
Debt in America is hitting $65 trillion. The government has the biggest portion of it at more than $28.5 trillion. However, household and business debt are big contributors to that number as well. The Labor Department reporting first-time jobless claims rose to 227,000 last week. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! Free Talk Live phones are open. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Matt, and Bonnie in the studio here tonight. Had to get up pretty damn early this morning, way earlier than I like to, but you know what? Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to be there when these state reps were walking in the door, which for them was around 7:30 this morning. So Bonnie up like 5 this morning.
Yuck. And don't forget Mr. Penguin.
Mr. Penguin did make it there as well pretty early on. But we actually were out there in the cold. They weren't allowing the average folks in until 8 o'clock. This, by the way, was the first day back for the full state house in the state house chamber where all 400 of them can be seated since COVID. So this was kind of a big day for them. A lot of the Democrats were deathly afraid, supposedly, of coming back. And they actually required, in order for them to agree to come back, which I don't know why the Republicans even agreed to this.
I wouldn't have.
It's crazy. But anyway, they installed plexiglass, not between every seat. They installed plexiglass between the Republican section and the Democrat section.
By the way, it didn't even go all the way down because there's more Republicans than Democrats, so it only went like halfway down. So it didn't make any sense, and it was 4 feet tall.
Democrats, I say it all the time if anybody follows my Facebook, statism is an absolute disease. It's absolutely dangerous, no matter what kind it is. It's insanely dangerous. But the left, historically, are liars. That's, oh my God. God. How
it's hard to see it, but you can see it down there.
There isn't 8 inches separating some of those people, and there's a plexiglass wall that's no more than 3 feet tall. Like, their heads are above it in some parts.
And we all know that the masks don't do anything to stop transmission, but yet you've got Democrats, I don't know, 160 of them or whatever the number is, 150 Democrats sitting there right next to one another, almost all of them wearing masks. I counted at one point.
They're just dishonest people.
There were only three Democrats that I could see that did not have a mask on their face in this entire area. And the Republicans, it was like reverse. There were only like three Republicans that had masks on. So that was kind of the mask fear rundown
there
in that room.
There was this man that basically couldn't talk. He had a bandana around his mouth. And then one of those really tight ones that kind of like go in and out when you breathe on top of that.
Oh, wow.
And I was asking him, can I take this? He was like, literally, it's like, wow, you're making yourself disabled just to feel safe from a cold.
Yeah. So, and by the way, the polling numbers, which we talked about, there was the Biden polling firm that came out with a notice last week or a couple weeks ago telling Democrats, hey, lay off on this fear stuff. Lay off on the restrictions.
Take the RW.
Take the win. You guys, you did this. You defeated, you know, COVID, or at least you gave people the quote-unquote tools to fight it. You guys won. Take the win. Stop coming up with new restrictions. Stop talking about restrictions. It's not polling well. People are tired of this, and yet here are the Democrats in the state of New Hampshire acting completely afraid.
They're behind.
With the, you know, total virtue signaling.
They didn't have any Ukraine flags on them. That's the current issue.
Yeah.
They need to get with the current issue.
Yeah,
I thought for sure there'd be Ukraine flags up there in the Democrat side.
No, but so we were there as they were coming into the building, handing out flyers, and then finally, once we were able to go into the building, we focused in on just the doors to the chamber, the House chamber, the reps hall, as it's called. And I think we were able to hit most of them with flyers, but there was no real point in doing it. It was just to have some sort of a show for them, like, hey, there's people here supporting this. Obviously, I don't think anyone's mind was changed in that last minute. That's how politicians tend to be, is they usually have made their mind up, and if they're listening to you, they're just pretending, you know, to pay attention. I think a lot of them don't. But It's hard to say one way or the other. A lot of the Democrats refused to take it from me. There was a point at which, because the Republicans were in there first today to have their what they call caucus, which is like a fancy term for a political meeting with one political party. And then so after they were done with their caucus, then the Democrats came in from wherever it was they were. And so all the Dems came in all at once, and I had like a line of Dems coming through, and I'm trying to hand them this flyer. And I would say maybe 1 out of 10 would take the flyer from me. And
wow. I got much better numbers than that. Maybe it's because I'm just super cute.
You are, and some of them might know who I am, and they. You know, I did get a couple of nasty words from some of them. But anyway, so the NH exit bill went down today, 323-13, and I do have the speeches from the floor of the House. And do you want to hear that?
Absolutely.
All right, so here's. This is the very beginning of the hearing from today.
Table cock 32, yes.
That's how that guy...
A roll call has been requested. That is sufficiently seconded.
Well, you should hear how he pronounces Santana Stasso.
Okay, so what's happening here is this guy, Al Baldessaro, he's one of the top Republicans. He was the
Members
guy...
Members will take your seats. This will be a roll call vote.
He was the guy who was the chairman of the committee that heard this bill.
Right.
Claims he supports the idea, but there's no plan, so he's got to go against it. That was his supposed excuse for going against this. But not only did he go against it, he wanted to table this bill. And what that means in political parlance is that they would not even vote on it. So to table the bill is to say, we're worried about what the constituents might think if any of our people vote for this, and so we're going to try to protect them by motioning to table the bill. That way we don't actually have to vote on the bill. So the idea is they just put the bill on the quote-unquote table, and they never do anything else with it, and it dies at the end of the full
to table
session.
Something needs to put it into the garbage can forever.
Yeah, basically. So that's what they started by voting on this tabling request.
House will come to order. The motion before us is the tabling motion on CACR 32. The chair recognizes Santo Notasto for a parliamentary inquiry.
His name is Matt Santanastasso, but...
Yeah, if you can read it, you can say it.
What do you expect from these oldsters? This guy's probably like 70.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, if I know that is a long-standing American value that government requires the consent of the governed, and if I know that no New Hampshire citizen alive today gave their consent to be governed by this federal government, and if I know this bill will give New Hampshire citizens the historic opportunity to affirm their consent, then would I press the red button so another motion can be made?
One of the things I took away from today, having not spent this much time in one of these hearings before. I mean, I've been in and out of the full state house just to like zoom in on one bill or something like that. In this case, we had to wait through the entire day's hearings, which thankfully didn't take the whole day, but this was like almost the last bill that they heard, basically. So we were in there for a while hearing a lot of the stuff, and it's a really weird religion that these people have. So they have to talk in a very certain manner, and you could hear him doing that there. And so
he has to state in a question form.
Right. He has to state things that are not questions in a form of a question in order for it to be allowed in as what they call a parliamentary inquiry, because he's supposedly asking the chairman of the state house these questions. Now, the chairman doesn't answer the questions. He's just there to make these statements. But if he doesn't say them by saying, if I know, before he says the thing, then he'll be ruled out of order and be told he can't speak. And it's just this weird, you know, stupid set of rules that they follow. Another thing I noticed that they do is whenever they call for like a certain type of vote, like a roll call vote, which is where every one of them is on the record, there'll be someone who will step out. If you're outside of the room at the time, you'll hear this. Like if you go out to use the bathroom or something, somebody comes out into the hall, one of the state reps, and they bellow, roll call! It's like this really just silly, whole ridiculous process that these people go through.
But can you believe that was said in the state house today? Most people, or nobody alive today, gave consent to be governed by this federal system.
That's true.
Love that.
He said it. And
good job, man.
There's more coming up here. You can also join us at 603-283-6160. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show. You don't have to talk about New Hampshire independence or secession in general. Although, if there's something happening in your area and we don't know about it, we'd love to hear about that. The number is 603-283-6160. Texas, California, those are two of the other big areas where there are some significant independence movements. And New Hampshire's is honestly just getting the ball rolling. I mean, there have been for years advocates of independence. For instance, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, I believe, was founded somewhere around 2012. So it's been around for about 10 years now at this point. But there has never been, until this session, this House session, state representatives who are willing to actually put their, you know, potential reelection on the line and move forward with this idea. It's never happened until now. And so, yeah, we don't have the 100,000 supporters that they have in Texas or more. I don't know. I'm sure they claim more than that. But there's a lot of people that support independence. They're like, you know, on an email list or whatever in Texas. Of course, there's 29 million people living in Texas. So, you know, only 10,000 might have the same effect here in Keene if we could get to that point. We're not to that point yet. There's a petition over at nhexit.us that has 115 signatures on it. And we've been moving forward with this particular piece of legislation since basically September of last year. It's gotten very little media coverage. I mean, some letters to the editor have been written. The Keene Sentinel, to their credit, did write a couple front page news stories about it because one of the state reps who's involved is from around here. His name is Matt Santanastasso. And that's
Matt Santanastasso.
Yeah, as the chair of the committee.
And speaking of him putting his career on the line, I will seriously knock on doors for him again. I live close enough to it this time. I have experience doing it. And this time I'll be able to shut down anybody's arguments. If they say, oh, didn't he vote to do an insurrection? Then I'll be able to be like, no, actually what happened? You know.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, too, because then you'll actually know if anyone even brings that up.
Hmm.
Oh, no, I'm not going to vote for him again because blah, 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 and he checks it. Right? We'll see. So we got more here from the hearing today on the bill that unfortunately did not even come close to passing because there's a bunch of cowards in politics, and that's something that is going to be hard to change. But regardless, whenever you put something forward for the first time, you can pretty much expect it's going to fail.
whatever the issue is, you can pretty much count on it's not going to happen because these guys are a bunch of old people. I mean, they're probably 90% elderly in this room. They're just not with the same issues that we are. They don't have the same value systems that
we
do.
They just want to vote on retirement-related things.
And they love they love America. They have fully bought into this nationalist concept, and they're going to defend it till they die. The odds that any of these people are going to have their minds changed is very, very slim. Mm-hmm.
I honestly thought the way that the Democrats spoke against this today was so weird, maybe because it might be a New Hampshire Democrat type of thing to do, how nationalist his speech was. He was like, my grandpa fought in the Civil War, and we love America, and this is a spitting in the face of the soldiers.
We're gonna get
to
it.
This is Democrats? It's kind of crazy.
The Democrats were the ones who were applauding all of the nationalist points in the room. It was a really weird situation where even though the Republicans voted against the bill, they didn't have the same effusive fervor against it. And we'll get some more of the audio here. So what's happening right now in this audio is they're trying to table the bill. And that means that there should be no discussion whatsoever. There can't be arguments for the bill, basically. And all they can do is what's called a parliamentary inquiry, where they are asking a question of the Speaker of the House that ultimately is really a series of statements, just rephrased as a question. So here's more from that hearing. Okay, so Matt Santinostasso.
Chair recognizes Representative Baldassaro for a parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, if I know that the representative from Weir did a great job in breaking this down on the reasons why this should not go to the voters. And Mr. Speaker.
No, he didn't. The representative he's referring to, he'll be speaking later on today, and he'll trot out all of the, ridiculous objections that they have, trying to claim that it's treason and that you could be prosecuted and that it's unconstitutional. All of those points were batted down, aptly batted down in the hearing that happened in January that we all attended.
By like
every single 50 one of them.
Speakers or something.
Yeah. And this guy sat through it.
Yep.
Right.
So, he's...
This guy that's speaking sat through it.
Yeah, he sat through all
he
of those...
He not only
statements.
Sat through it, he moderated. He was the head honcho
right.
on the scene.
Yep. So, he purportedly, he paid attention, but he didn't learn anything, apparently.
What I know, and if you all knew, that there are no rules whatsoever what would happen to your retirement, police, military, funding...
What I tell you about retirement.
Oh, yeah. And then, talking about the cops and
they
firemen.
They want their free money and their socialism.
This guy's a Republican.
Bases, no rules whatsoever on this, and there's nothing in the Constitution. Then would I speak on behalf of all, and let's just vote this table and move on. Thank you.
Right. He's a Republican. He calls himself a liberty guy.
The motion before us is a tabling motion on CACR 32. This is a roll call vote.
So what happens?
If you're in favor, you'll press the green button. If you're opposed, you'll press the red button. Voting stations are open for 30 seconds.
So what happens in this case with a roll call? Normally votes are just all in favor, aye. All opposed, nay. And then, the ayes have it or whatever.
And I don't even know how they can possibly choose which one won. Most of the time it just sounds exactly the same. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's just political, right? So the people who are in charge, the guy in charge gets to decide, it sounded louder to me.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have, all his hearing left.
On this one, they actually use the buttons.
Yes, so that's the difference. This is what they call a roll call vote where they are going to be on the record. Because when it's all just aye and nay, you don't know who said aye and you don't know who said nay. You have no idea. There's no actual record of that. But now there's going to be a record of who is voting on this tabling thing. And interestingly, it was the Democrats who demanded the roll call vote on this because they want to put the pressure on the Republicans and potentially use this against them.
They wanted names.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wanted the names, too. So in this case, I'm on the side of the Democrats on this one because the Republicans just want this thing to go away. That's what he's trying to do by tabling this. It's like, okay, let's just vote to table and just move on.
It either shows that they don't want the people to make any decisions and they want to make all the people's decisions for them, or that maybe some people will take it as they voted for secession, so they just want to not have to deal with it at all.
Well,
they can't abstain, right?
I believe if they are in the room, they are supposed to vote.
Hmm.
I don't know what happens to you if you don't.
Former Miss President had an opportunity to vote. I also attended the state of the vote.
So then they do have a computer system. It's all done by buttons in their chairs.
162 voting yay, 170 voting nay.
Yeah.
The motion to table fails.
By 8 votes.
Wow.
Now, the final vote on this issue was only 13 voted in favor of it. But those 13 votes was enough to make the difference up between this thing passing and failing. So the fact that we had the support that we did, even though it wasn't a whole lot of support, all the Democrats probably voted against the tabling measure. And again, the Democrats aren't the majority in the room. So all the table needs is just a majority to pass. So the Democrats couldn't have done that on their own. But because there were at least 13 Republicans who voted with those Democrats, the tabling measure failed. And so what that means is that now this bill cannot be tabled. They can't go this little end run around having this discussion. Now it's open for discussion. Now the different sides have to get up and speak and try to make their arguments about this bill. And so that's what...
Interesting gameplay.
Yeah, that's what this gets. So that's, you know, it's not a win, quote unquote, but we didn't lose everything.
I think that those speeches that you're about to play being in the State House today are absolutely a win.
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. This is going to be some good footage once I'm done with it. I have my camera there as well. So to the state's credit, believe it or not, one of the good things that came out of COVID, I don't give the state credit for much, but one of the good things that came out of COVID is they wired up the state house and the state legislative office building for video and audio. Now, it's a bit of a mess when it comes to the YouTube downloads because I downloaded this video and the audio track was off by like an hour.
Oh my God.
The video is there, but the audio is somewhere else.
Somehow
really
it's still an improvement.
But it's an improvement because at least it's there. And previously there was nothing except for just like an audio feed that came from the full state house. And of the hearing rooms, there was nothing before. Now every single hearing, actually there's video footage of. You can watch it live. So there was, you know, at least 100 people watching this thing live from their homes today. So that's a good thing.
I didn't realize there's people watching it live. Wow.
Yeah, they're streaming on YouTube, which is pretty cool.
As Carla Garrick says, another reason this is a win, even though it didn't pass, is it moves the Overton window. Mm-hmm. Now, there are people discussing secession in the House. They have to give us something closer to that, to, you know.
That's right. And it's going to be an issue this fall, because we're going to make sure to get these candidates and get them on the record.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.